Giving of the Law, Chapter 36. Behold, thousands upon thousands of tents are pitched in long lines on the level field at the foot of Mount Sinai. Why are all these tents there? They are the tents of the people of Israel, whom God had delivered out of Egypt in many wonderful ways. It was the Lord who brought them to this place. Men, women, and children walk between these tents. They are all busy cleaning everything. They are washing their clothes and scrubbing their cups and water pitchers. There is great bustle and commotion, but no one is laughing. No, every face is serious. Very little is spoken, and that with subdued voices. These hard-working people stop with their labor from time to time to rest a little, and then they look inquisitively toward the large high mountain which lies before them. Then they stoop again and work industriously. They begin to get warm from this work. We can see groups of men at the foot of the mountain. They also are working hard. Some of them carry poles. Others drive these poles deep into the ground and make a large circle around the entire mountain. Thus, a fence of these poles is being built all around the foot of this mountain. Oh, why are they doing this? And why are the people of Israel working so hard? They are doing all this upon the command of the Lord. Moses had climbed the mountain upon God's command, and God had spoken to Moses from out of a thick cloud. The Lord had given him the command that the children of Israel had to sanctify themselves, wash their clothes, and be ready on the third day. They also had to set bounds, or make a fence, which extended completely around the mountain, because no one was permitted to climb this mountain. If one would, he would be slain. The older children could understand this, but not the children. Some of the small children would probably try to climb this high hill. If they did, they would be stoned or shot. That is why they had to build this fence. The little children could not climb over this fence. Even the animals were not permitted to climb the mountain because God would not spare them either. So this fence served at the same time to keep the cows and sheep from climbing this mountain. For this reason, the Israelites are busy performing the commands of the Lord. It is already the second day. Therefore, they must hurry. They must get finished, because tomorrow, the Lord will come down in a thick cloud, and he will speak to the children of Israel. Even the children are more quiet than usual. While they play, they talk softly because father and mother have told them that something will happen tomorrow, something very strange and wonderful. The Lord, who lives in the heavens, will speak. They do not understand, and all kinds of strange thoughts come up in their childish minds. Finally, night has come, and the Israelites have finished their labors. When it is dark, the children are put to bed, but they cannot go to sleep immediately. They lie talking about what is going to happen tomorrow. They are a little afraid and anxious about it. At last they fall asleep. A little later, the older people also go to bed. It is then quiet and calm in all these thousands of tents. The stillness of night prevails. The following morning, they are frightened out of their sleep. Do you hear that? It is thunder. Unceasingly, the sharp lightning shoots down. The rumbling thunderclaps awaken the people out of their sleep. It doesn't take very long before some of them go outside to see if it is a heavy shower. But when they are outside, They look at the sky. They see that it is clear, and the heavens are blue. How is that possible when the thunder continues to roll? But look over there. Ah, they see it now. A heavy, dark cloud hangs over the top of Mount Sinai. Time and again, lightnings come from this cloud, and from there they hear the thunder. Yet it does not rain. It is not an ordinary thunder shower. It is something unusual. They look for a short time while Mother makes their breakfast ready. They eat their meal quietly and without talking. The little children are somewhat afraid. They look at their fathers and mothers to see if they are afraid too. When they are finished with their meal, they wait. Suddenly, the sound of the trumpet resounds from the top of the mountain out of the thick cloud. At first, it is soft, but slowly it becomes louder and louder. It is as though someone is blowing upon the trumpet very hard. They can hear the sound of the trumpet above the rumbling sound of the thunderclaps. This is the sign for everyone to go outside. The little children hold on to the skirts of their mother, or they give their father a hand. Moses, their leader, walks in the front. Slowly they walk toward the mountain until they stand before the fence. No one speaks as they all look at the mountain of Sinai with great reverence and with wide, frightened eyes. Terrible! The entire mountain smokes and quakes greatly. The thunderclaps follow each other more rapidly. The sound of the trumpet grows louder and more penetrating. This fearful sight causes them all to tremble. Some children cover their faces with their hands. Others hide their little faces against their mother's skirts. They no longer dare to look. Moses, who is in front, is pale, and he trembles too. All the people stand there, thousands and ten thousands crowded together. Suddenly the thunder ceases, and the sound of the trumpet is no longer heard. All at once there is a strange quietness. No one dares to speak. It is breathlessly quiet. All at once a voice is heard from out of this thick cloud. The voice is clear and plain, so that everyone can understand it. Who is speaking? Listen attentively. I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Do you hear that? It is the Lord, the God of Israel himself, who speaks. And now the Lord speaks slowly and plainly the law of the Ten Commandments. You know them, don't you? Every Sunday this law is read in the church. Listen attentively and you will hear it next Sunday. The Lord says in the first commandment that there is only one God, and that we are not to worship or honor any idols. The heathens worship idols. The wicked Egyptians did it too. You still know, don't you, that even the Nile was a god to the Egyptians? The Lord commands us in the second commandment that we are not allowed to make any images for the purpose of worshiping or honoring them. We are not to kneel down before images, whether they are made of wood, stone, or other materials. Rachel, the wife of Jacob, had stolen the small idol image of her father. Isn't that right? The Roman Catholic churches are full of these images, and the people kneel before them, but that is not allowed, for the Lord forbids it in this second commandment. Cursing is forbidden by God in the third commandment. Oh, boys and girls, nowadays that is done so often. Horrible. Do you know? Do you now and then also swear? Never do it, because that is a terrible sin. If you swear, then you offend the Lord. You misuse the name of God. Do you think that the Lord will not punish that? Yes, indeed, He surely will. And if you hear any children swearing, it is your duty to warn those children. The Lord says in the fourth commandment that we are not allowed to work on the Sabbath day, that is, on Sunday. Not only that we are not to work, but we must keep it holy, which means we must use that day for the service of the Lord. What do you do on Sunday? You surely go to church, don't you? But what do you do after the church service? Do you take a walk on the streets? Do you do all kinds of mischief? O children, do not desecrate the day of the Lord. The Lord says in the fifth commandment that you must obey your father and mother. You are not to be impudent toward them. How do you treat your parents? Does your father or mother have grief because of you? That is terrible, very terrible. You then sin against the fifth commandment. The Lord gave a promise with this commandment, which is that He will bless those children who obey their fathers and mothers. And the Lord surely will do what He promises. The Lord forbids killing in the sixth commandment. Cain killed his brother Abel. Thus Cain was a murderer. Murderers also live in our country. Terrible, isn't it? Ask the Lord often if He will keep you from that. But if in your mind you wish that your friend would die, when you have had a quarrel together, then that is a dreadful sin too. How often doesn't that happen? God forbids committing adultery in the seventh commandment. What is that? Well, the wife of Potiphar wanted to do that. This woman was married to Potiphar, but she did not love her husband anymore, and she wanted to marry Joseph. That is the meaning of committing adultery. God forbids stealing in the eighth commandment. Today, so much stealing is being done. You can read it often in the newspaper, but if you quietly take a cookie from the plate, or a penny out of mother's purse, which is hidden away in some corner, or a stick of gum from your friend, or a nice piece of jewelry from your playmate, then you also steal. Whether you steal a lot or a little, stealing is stealing and it is sinful. Oh, boys and girls, I hope that your actions will always be honest. God sees every one of your deeds. You can be sure of that. The Lord forbids speaking evil or bad of our neighbors in the ninth commandment. Do you ever do that? Yes, you do, don't you? If you say anything that is not nice about your friend or playmate, or something that is not true, then it is slanderous. It is bearing false witness. That is bad, false, and wicked. Yet it is done so often. The Lord says in the tenth commandment that we are not to covet. What does that mean? If your brother or sister has received a nice book or something else, are you ever jealous? Would you also like to have it? That provoking boy or girl always receives nice things, and you think to yourself, I never get anything. You envy them, and you would sooner have it yourself. That is sinful. You desire the playthings of someone else. The brothers of Joseph also did this when they were jealous of his coat of many colors, didn't they? And Jacob also did this when he desired the blessing which belonged to Esau, who was the firstborn, and he bought this blessing for a dish of lentil soup. You still remember that, don't you? These are the Ten Commandments which the Lord plainly spoke from the top of Mount Sinai. Boys and girls, you must listen attentively this coming Sunday, and you will hear them read in church. The Israelites also listened. In silence, they listened to the words of God. Finally, the voice is silent. The Lord stops speaking. At the same moment, the thunder again begins to rattle, and they hear the sound of the trumpet. It was quiet for a while, otherwise no one could have heard what the Lord had said. But now it begins again, still louder than before. The Israelites are frightened, so frightened that they dare not remain there. Slowly they walk back, always further away from this mountain which is smoking, shaking, and quaking so terribly. They say to Moses, "We dare not remain standing here any longer. Let the Lord speak to you, and then you can tell us what he said." Moses brings their request to the Lord, and he agrees to do it. From now on, the Lord will speak to Moses only, and Moses will repeat what he says to the children of Israel. The Israelites can return to their tents. They are terribly frightened, and their faces are serious. They talk about the happenings of this day with each other, and they will never, no, never forget it. They did not see their God. They only heard his voice. But this had made a deep impression upon them. They say to Moses, "All that the Lord hath spoken, we will do." That was good of them. Thus, they promised that they would obey the Lord. Ah, at that moment they really meant it too, and it was their sincere intention to do it. But so little came of it. They shamefully broke their promise. How pitiful! But children, what about you? Do you obey the Lord? No? When you are naughty, disobedient, or impudent, you are not obeying the commandments of the Lord. Ask often if the Lord will make you obedient. Will you do it?